The training vessel Forerunner is casting off.
Two's on board.
Two's on board. All clear lines.
Below deck, Clatsop Community College students are literally learning the ropes.
Now, if you guys remember this, you're going to measure for 3 full wraps plus the expansion of the line. Remember, it'll expand in size.
One of the students is Ozark Orak, whose past includes a stretch in prison, where he got his GED, and where he got the dream of sailing his own boat to Palau, the Pacific island where his family is from. When he got out of prison, his uncle offered to sell him a sailboat that he kept in Astoria. Orak says he had permission to check out the boat and had a key, but he ran into trouble.
Somebody reported that someone broke into a vessel, and I subsequently got pulled over on the dock by an officer, and they arrested me, and then they ended up charging me with a slew of crimes.
His uncle's gun was aboard the boat, and Orak was charged with felon in possession. He pleaded guilty to a theft charge. Afterwards, he did buy the boat and sailed it up and down the Columbia, intending to eventually settle in Astoria, but he says the port refused to lease him a slip because of his record. So he tied up to some pilings illegally. One day, the police arrived.
As I showed up, they were there on my vessel, pulling it away, and I got onto my skiff and was rowing out and screaming at them to bring my home back, and the officer actually placed his hand on his weapon and was getting ready for me to board, and if I boarded, it looked like he was going to draw his weapon.
He never got the 29-footer back.
They went ahead and destroyed it and sent me a $5,000 bill, and so that basically put me on the streets.
The Clatsop County Sheriff's Office says the boat was in bad shape, in danger of sinking, and not worth selling, so the State Marine Board ordered it demolished. After a few months on the streets, Orak lived in a tent and couch surfed. Some aspects of Orak's homelessness are unique, but others are not. He started in Portland. Clatsop Community Action lead case manager Susan Prettyman says many homeless people here start there as well.
Oftentimes people, especially people from the Portland area, they think of the coast and it's going to be all fun and games and the beaches here. And especially through the summertime, they know that there's going to be a lot of jobs available. They're going to work full time.
Some try to escape from homelessness in Portland and fail. Still, Prettyman says more start out locally. And as in Ozark Orak's case, homelessness generally is not a long-term situation.
The majority of the people that I have met that are experiencing homelessness have not been for a significant amount of time. It's probably been more between, say, 6 months and a year.
With good mechanical skills and a love for the river, Orak joined the college's vessel operations program. And Captain Bryce Potter says it's been a good fit.
He's doing great. Yeah, he's been wonderful. And one thing that's really stood out is he seems very motivated. He seems very driven to be successful in the program, which is awesome.
Orak hasn't given up on his dream of sailing to Palau.
It's definitely on my bucket list. We'll see where the road or river or water takes me.
While the details of Orak's story are unique, Susan Prettyman says she sees lots of clients on the North Coast beat homelessness, succeed, and become self-sustaining. I'm Jacob Lewin for Coast Community Radio.